Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all the traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? All ears here on your deadly yarns. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country, the island of Australia. Deadly Black Network, and keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for your support. And big shout out to NERS as well, NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. Fantastic. All right, with that, let's go to open up a deadly track here and do enjoy, and we'll have our yarns up and running. Too deadly.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka, Jagger RZA. Let's go. Feeling good right now. Let's go. Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We solid, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language. But no, I'm certain for them land rights, pow to the people. Shoot, that go winner, winner, so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe. But real recognize, real when the truth cries. Hey. One for them land rights to make him vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor. One for them land rights to make him vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor.
Hey, I let go.
Resume, ticking off the meter, straight to the dance floor, Soca Siva. They realize that we're vibing with indigo, capitalize, and so now we're hitting the centerfold. Anecdote, visualize I'm making him panico. Bucket up a last ride, wrap it again and go. Sicky, yeah, let's make him wilder with that poly good shoulder shrug, test my style. Yeah.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendabamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yana's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yanup Strong? All right, now pay attention. KIAF 2025 is almost here. Our final program unveiled ahead of the 16th edition. In just under 2 weeks from now, the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair will return to its spiritual home at the Tanks Arts Centre for what promises to be most dynamic, inclusive and thought-provoking program to date. And the program highlight KIAF 25 fashion performances, Look and Listen. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with fashion coordinator, and that's Linnell Flinders. We've got sister on the line. Linnell, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So my family is from just north of Hopewell. Mm-hmm. So I'm from the Darfwada clan.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's it.
Beautiful. And a big shout-out to your mob. Thank you very much. Yes. And, look, thank you. Congratulations in regard to fashion coordinator for KIAF 2025, look, just around the corner. Tell us, what can we expect, my sister? You giggling there? You're giggling with me? Not at me. You're giggling with me, aren't you,
no,
sister?
No, I'm giggling with you. It's a big day.
Yeah,
big day.
Sure. And when we talk about fashion, we're talking about our indigenous artists putting their artwork on clothing. And we have our beautiful black models modelling those clothings. And we're talking dresses, slacks, all the above, headdress. Are we talking hats? Paint that picture, please, dear.
Look, we're talking everything. Yeah. So a designer is not only just painting stuff on their, or, you know, printing stuff on their clothing. Mm. It's their story. They're telling their story.
Yes.
So when you come to a fashion performance, the whole thing is a story. It's all woven together.
Yes.
From the designs to the music to the light to the movements that the models make. Yeah, it's just all big, one big story. And we've got some beautiful, beautiful stuff this year. Some new designers who've come in.
Yes.
And I just, look, you really have to come and see it.
You have to, yes.
To
exactly.
Appreciate it.
Yes, exactly. Look, it's a an event not to be missed. And then we're talking about our black models, and we're talking about up-and-coming or registered models. We're talking to some little people, eh?
Yeah, so the models, some of them are new, up-and-coming. So when I select models every year, I bring back older, well, like, not older, but past models.
Sure.
Who help mentor the new ones who come through. And there's no age. Like, I don't care if you're 30 or, you know, 60.
Sure, thank you.
You know,
yeah, that's right.
Come and have a go. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're talking about clothing that could fit, well, fit all sizes, but the work behind it, like I said, it tells us stories. And let's talk about the artists. Are they up and coming, or are they established artists as such?
So there are some established ones, and I'd like to give a go to new and up and coming.
Mm.
Like, we do have Bentley Park students this year.
Oh, yeah, from the Bentley Park High School? Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
There's a girls' program out there, and these young ladies were given a brief. I approached them and gave them a brief, and they just ran with, you know, their ideas and their stories, and they've come together with a beautiful collection.
Fantastic. And if you look before coming to the conversation, or coming to the table to talk to them, to approach them with a concept, not even in their mind, and here they created something. Once the process happened, they got their head down, butt up, and started focusing on the delivery. And only 2 weeks away, it's about to be showcased, yes?
That's right. And, you know, some of them, well, not some of them, all of them, they have got no idea of fashion.
That's from Dan, yes, thank you.
I know one of the girls, you know, learnt hand sewing at this time, you know, just a basic thing like that.
Beautiful.
But, you know, learnt to hand sew, and she sewed her creation, and the story that she has to tell for hers, you know, it's just amazing. I'm blown away by his skills.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that just shows you the big footprint that Kai of Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, running 16 years, 16th edition, happening back at the tanks where it originated 16 years ago. It creates like a fantastic platform in regard to especially our young ones who at high school weren't even looking at art or fashion as such. But it just paints a picture regarding the avenue, becoming an artist, becoming a business person, looking at an industry, if not from art, lighting and regarding the lighting show for the catwalk, so to speak. So so many different avenues for our young ones to hone in on and be and make a career out of it.
That's right. And, you know, we're always looking for mob to fill in these spaces. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for somebody, you know, to come in and do lighting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have countrymen to come in and do that.
Sure. Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Exactly. So how long have you had the reins for fashion coordinator?
I think this is my fourth year.
Fourth year? Yeah.
Yep.
So something new. Well, there you go. 5 years ago, were you ever looking at thinking becoming a fashion coordinator?
Oh, no.
Shut up. There you go. So we're talking about the students learning. Here we are, of age, you know, and we're still learning, but we're students for life, and here's an opportunity for you.
That's right.
And,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, today the tanks, Kaif. Tomorrow, New York, you know, sister, you just too dirty. Shut up. Look up.
Call it in.
And when you get to the top, you'll still talk to us lower class type people, won't you?
Yeah.
Shut up. Linnell, thank you so very much. Congratulations. Still running crazy for 2 weeks to go? You're still running crazy. You must come into the end of the dotting the I's, crossing T's, or you're still under the pump, so to speak. How are you looking?
I'm still under the pump, mate. there's still little things that are just tweaking me.
Yeah,
I'm up to plan Z now,
Thank you. Enjoy it, darling. Listen, all the best. I will be there. And big shout out to your deadly team. Keep doing what you're doing. Look after the young ones, and thank you for creating this space. All the best, Linnell. We'll talk soon, sissy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Linnell Flinders, Kai F 2025, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, fashion coordinator. And, all good ones in the program highlight, Kai F 25, fashion performance. Look and listen is the title. So do look, do listen. When we're talking about looking at the work, the artwork, looking at the models, listen. Maybe there's music in the background. Maybe there's language happening. But it's an educational tool. Fantastic. Congratulations, Kaif. 16 years in operation, becoming world-renowned. I know a lot of people travel from overseas to witness Kaif. When we talk about Indigenous art, fantastic. It is a vehicle in itself. As I always said, we are wealthy being black, you mob. So get active. Get your skin in the game, get your foot in the door, so to speak, and travel with your culture and become a business person. Why not? This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember. Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Feel like you know me. But I live in a video full of you. get a feeling that I wanna escape. I just wanna get out, but you tell me to stay. I can't get my head round all that you say. You're pointing one direction, but I just keep going my way. I'm aiming for the sky, please open your mind. I need room to fly, cannot deny. You will never clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. I'm ready for the sky. Everybody just wanna be free. The walls are closing in, barricades on the beach. But it's not gonna hold me back. I'm lighting up my fire, turning doubt into ash. I'm aiming for the sky, please open your mind. I need room to fly, cannot deny. You will never clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. I'm ready for the sky.
Empty bottles and cans are worth 10 cents each, so don't chuck them out. Earn a bit of extra cash with Containers for Change while helping keep community clean. Whether you have a little or a lot, every bottle and can counts. So start collecting for yourself, your community, or a charity, then cash them in with Containers for Change. Change is in your hands. Search Containers for Change to find a refund point near you.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
G'day folks, Troy Cassadale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor, Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your saying, Jan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Looking at our headlines for news, Daily Mail, Indigenous voice to Parliament on the way for a strange state as treaty deals near. a permanent Indigenous Voice department is on the way for another Australian state, but won't be written into the Constitution as a treaty deal nears. Victoria is set to follow South Australia, an established state-based, democratically elected body to provide advice on laws and policies related to Aboriginal people. The creation of the ongoing body has been on the table since January as part of the treaty talks between the state government and the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. Premier Jacinta Allen indicated it was likely to be agreed to and, unlike the failed federal voice, would not require constitutional change. The key difference to the referendum that was put nationwide a couple of years ago is that was changing the constitution. She told reporters on Monday, this is not changing the Victorian constitution. Victoria people are their highest yes vote of any state at 45.85% in the 2023 referendum. The Act, 61.3%, was the only state or territory to back the proposal. South Australia is the only jurisdiction to legislate a state-based democratically elected body of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And the SA Voice is made up of 46 Aboriginal members elected across six regional districts. A statewide Victorian treaty is expected to struck later in 2025 with its enabling legislation to then go before Parliament. The Victorian position withdrew its support for treaty in January 24 following the failed referendum, citing concerns about cultural heritage laws. It means the Labor government will need the support of as many as six upper house crossbench MPs for the treaty agreement. Treaty negotiations have centred on making sure Aboriginal Victorians could make decisions on matters that impacted their mob, Assembly Co-Chair Ruben Berg said. Mr Berg said that the talks were also covered the Assembly plan on an ongoing role in truth-telling, keeping government accountable and developing leadership capability for its people. Treaty recognises that Aboriginal people are the experts on their own lives, and the Gunjarawa Maraman said Miss Allen pointed out that the Assembly, which essentially already performs the same function as a state-based voice and has been operating since 2018. After decades of stagnating and worsening outcomes for Indigenous people, the Premier is pleading for a change of approach. It's not acceptable. That's the right of Indigenous kids, and finishing education is something like 57%, far, far below the statewide average, Ms. Allen said. That's the number of Indigenous people assessing homelessness. Service has gone up. That the number of Aboriginal women assessing breast screening has gone down. So opposition leader Brad Baton said the coalition would not support a state voice to Parliament, declaring it flies in the face of democracy following the referendum result. I'll continue to stand with those Victorians and say the voice is not needed, he said. So there it is, food for thought in regard to the Victorian movement happening there. Congratulations, and any win that we can have as First Nation people is a huge win. So they say step by step, it's inch by inch, it's a cinch, is what I wanted to say in regard to our win, but we need more progress. It is the 21st century, always was, always will be. We are here, we're not going nowhere. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation. Here, National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
The sky so far away, there is a place for everyone. The moon and stars that always shines out on the ocean wave, and when the lazy waves roll by, like breezes blowing memories, so yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea is always the place for me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, wild night tree grows. Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi or Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Are you from TI, where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi or Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Songs for Venus River, I wanna hear that song.
is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that topic number again, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call in and have your say. Yarn up strong. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live here from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. All is here. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All is here for your deadly yarn and taking you right through to 12 noon. And then we've got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Stay tuned, you mob, too deadly.
Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. There's a very deep coastal low pressure system off the New South Wales coast, bringing widespread rain, damaging winds and dangerous surf conditions. There has been heavy rainfall along the coast. More than 100 millimetres has fallen on Jervis Bay, 50 millimetres at Newcastle, and the southern parts of the mid-north coast has also recorded 50 millimetres.
What we can expect for the rest of today is for areas of rain all the way from the mid-north coast down through Sydney and the Illawarra and the south coast. The rain will start to ease across the Hunter and Sydney into the afternoon and evening, but then for areas south of Sydney, so Wollongong, Kiama, Nowra, all the way down towards Bega, Murrumbilla and Eden, we'll really see that rainfall picking up tonight, and that's where we could see the heaviest of the rainfall over the next few days. With this rainfall, we are also looking at the possibility of minor flooding. So we do have a number of flood watches current all the way from the south coast up towards parts of the Sydney metro area.
That was...
As I walk along the empty streets with nothing but the sounds of yesterday. In my mind comes a lonely, haunting laughter of lost souls in the night, the loneliness of people who were lost and defeated, and somehow who were trying to unite. Tell me, why are you lonely? Can you go back home? Tell me, how can I release you from the pain that you have
seen? Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. This is Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And that's BBM, Bama Bibra Media, 98.7 FM. All right. We're going to catch up with Yana, where we're yarning up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Okay, we're going to catch up and have a yarn now with Braden Packer, Indigenous athlete, Southern District, Titans, Queensland. We're talking first ever Indigenous round honours, a wheelchair basketball legend, Kevin Coombs. Now, a major moment in Australian sport, the launch of the first ever Kevin Coombs Indigenous round honouring one of the greatest sporting trailblazers. Uncle Kevin was the first Indigenous athlete to represent Australia at the Paralympics and a pioneer in both disability sports and inclusion. Now, with permission from his family, Wheelchair Basketball Australia has named his new annual round in his honour. It runs 4th to the 6th of July and features especially commissioned artwork, warm-up shirts by Darwin artist Willie Hewitt, and cultural ceremonies across the National League. Look, with that, we're going to catch up yarn with Braden Packer, Indigenous athlete, Southern District, Titans, Queensland. I've got the brother on the line here. You there? Hello, Braden.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning. How you going?
Good, you?
Yeah, good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Braden.
I don't know what mob I am, but I am from Harvey Bay, Queensland.
All right, brother. Beautiful. All right, well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much. Now, you're Indigenous athlete, Southern District, Titans, Queensland. Look, this is fantastic that Wheelchair Bus Australia allowed this to happen regarding Kevin Coombs, named Indigenous Round, after him, and then with permission from the family. Look, a great gesture, you would say, Braden.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And tell us about your journey regarding becoming an Indigenous athlete, Southern District Titans, Queensland, brother.
It's very inspiring. It's my first time a year playing it, and I really enjoy it.
Yep. And how long have you been in this sport?
Probably about just almost 6 years now.
Yeah, good. And how old are you, Braden?
I'm 21.
21, all right, fantastic. And tell us your journey, how it came about for you to start in this space.
I was living with my nan and my old coach, Michael Oxley. I know him since I was a kid in school.
Yep.
And he'd been trying to get me in for years, and I said I was too cool for it.
were the man. I don't need to do that.
I was playing rugby at school, and I was saying I was too cool. And then when I got older, my nan put me into wheelchair basketball, and I kept playing and enjoyed it. And then
here you are. Represent. So Southern District Titans, who do you guys play against in the competition? How many teams in the comp?
I'm not sure, but we disperse Perth Wheelies.
Okay. Fantastic. And you represented from there. Did you go to a higher level? Or you just play in a local competition, local district?
Yeah, higher. This is my first year playing in National League.
Okay. And they're picking an Australian side out of this, aren't they?
Yeah,
fantastic. So that's the goal?
Yep.
Have you wore the green and gold, Braden?
Yes, I have.
Okay, there you go. So it should be easy skating, but you shouldn't be taking it too easy and not lackadaisy. You still got to perform, don't you, brother?
Yeah, I've got to put all the effort in on court and off court.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, when you say on court, you also say off court because it's a mental thing. It's a a positive attitude sort of thing you need to have off the court as well as on the court. You need to do due diligence regarding training, getting the right mind space, and to make it happen on the court. So it's a across the board, isn't it, Braden?
Yep, and off court too, because when the players are playing, they can't look at the shot clock, so we have to yell at the shot clock.
Okay, rightio. In that regard. Now, we're talking male and females, Braden?
Some teams have females in them.
Yeah. Oh, many. Are you, so you're like a co-sport. You have men and women on the courts in one game, in one team. Is that right?
Yeah, some Red Duck Healers have two girls in there. Most of the Spartans, the Titans, and the Perth all have boys.
Yes.
Red Duck Hills only have two females in there. They're the only team, I think, that have females.
All right. Girls can do anything, and the girls are pretty good, brother?
Yep.
Yep, you better say that. You'll be in trouble. Now, what about your family, brother? You got brothers and sisters?
I got three brothers. I got an older brother, and then a younger brother, and a youngest brother.
Okay, so you're in the middle, and no sisters, eh?
Nope.
All right, so the taller seat is up in your place, but that's fantastic. My brother, good yarning with you. Thank you very much for sharing. Now, the competition on the 4th and 6th of July, so it's only a couple of days away. And
this weekend.
This weekend, all right, fantastic. And where's it being held?
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Cold country down there, brother.
Yep.
You better rug up, you know. Take your beanie and rug up. But listen, enjoy the journey. Stay warm and be the best you can be. And big shout to Wheelchair Basketball Australia, WBA, in regarding honouring the Indigenous Round after Uncle Kevin Coombs. So look, fantastic. Do enjoy it, brother. And we'll yarn soon, eh?
Yep. What radio are we on?
We are on BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM, based here in Cairns. With this program, National Talk Black, we go via NERS, National News Radio Service, we go across the country. But you can tune in NERS anytime. But if you've got a radio app, tune in to BBM as well, 98.7 FM, Braden.
Yep.
So when you shoot that hoop, brother, when you shoot it,
yep,
ball going all net, BBM, 98.7 FM. Sing it out, brother.
Yep,
you take care, bro.
You too, bro.
Bye-bye. Deadly. Beautiful yarn. Braden Packer, his name is, Indigenous athlete, Southern District Titans, and first ever Indigenous round honours, wheelchair basketball legend, Uncle Kevin Coombs. And fantastic. Thank you very much, Wheelchair Basketball Australia. Also, love and prayers, and thank you going out to the family of Uncle Kevin Coombs, and got permission to do so for the Wheelchair Basketball Australia to name the tournament, the Indigenous round, after him. Fantastic. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Got the news coming here very soon. Stay tuned for that. And with that, Trinity Treble sign-off. Thank you for your company, Mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon. Big shout-out, NERS. Thank you very much. And big shout-out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Too deadly.
Mana nir puna banu jina bili ulun go bay na jau, bareng bareng tu alin jagale ko ada wongo jau, gelang 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 we up turun na jau, jau, bareng bareng gali ko, mana nir puna. Manjar ngulele Ulun kupabano nge Kanyar uyang ina uro minba Bangay parana Kanjamar bira pira